Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not bad.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
What? It's February, and we are on the air here with TD Green on WGR Sports Radio 550. I'm Kevin Sylvester. Jeff Mitis is here. Brian Koziol selfishly is on vacation this week and not here. Oh, excuse me. I forgot. Yes, he's on assignment. He's on assignment this week. So we are happy to be back here. It's February, which is an earlier start time for us, but that shows not only the popularity of the game, but the show, Jeff, that we get to start in February.
That's true. We used to start in April,
and it keeps
creeping back and back. But you know what? It's awesome to be back because that means golf's just around the corner, and you're starting to feel those hints of spring, and I'm ready to get back out there. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's and there's been a lot of news in golf here. We're going to get to that. Today we are live from Glen Oak Golf Club in East Amherst on Smith Road. It's not open for play outside today, but it is inside. We're going to talk about some of the simulator programs they have here and lesson offerings, and I mean it's not tight. Like, there's spacious simulators here Glen Oak.
Yeah, we're staring at the Eiffel Tower as we speak, to be honest. Yeah, it looks like a nice driving range. You can swat some shots at the Eiffel Tower.
I'm thinking I'd go stinger on this one to go, because it's a bigger opening there than the middle window.
I can't even talk that good of a game.
All right, we are joined here by the owner and PGA professional, Tim Freeze, is going to join us here at the early going. Tim, good to see you again. Looking good, my friend.
Cav, Jeff, great to see you guys. A lot of fun trying to get another season kickstarted here, but we got teased a little bit with some weather, right? We saw some grass, and then snow cover and ice again, but that's what happens here in February and March.
Sources have told me next weekend's going to be in the 50s. So we can get that meltdown, and then, well, I mean, all right, let's talk about that first. How far away, if we get that melt, that we do not have another snow event like we've had? I mean, and I know everybody's emailing you, Anthony Shiro, the PGA professional here. Everybody's calling them. When can we get on the golf course? You know, when can we get our league started? All those things, Tim. But if you can forecast when you think, and not just specific, I don't want to put just pressure specifically on you here at Glen Oak, but in general, golf here in Western New York.
Yeah, if you take your golf tee out and try to stick it in your front lawn, it's not going to go down that far. It's about the frost and the greens. The greens are, what, they're a tenth of an inch, so that frost layer. For us to play some golf, for us to get the course ready, you just need that frost out. So you're going to get some heaving from as the frost dissipates, right? But that's going to take some ground temperatures that actually are enough. And the 50s, I think, Jeff, remember?
Yeah, I think the soil temperature has to reach something.
That's it.
50 degrees or somewhere thereabouts where the grass will start to recover, and then you get rid of that frost to even a smoother playing surface.
And that's going to get you, and it's all about the greens, isn't it? So right now the ground is frozen. There's a good good level of permafrost, even with that. I think about an inch or two was better with that rain, but it just frosted right up again. So
50 degrees, everybody in the spring's wearing shorts and a short sleeve shirt. Yeah,
because dude, I've got neighbors who wear shorts when it's 30. You know,
that's called high blood pressure.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did have one fella call about the outdoor range. That was kind of funny. He did call. You know, what are you guys thinking? We're not. So yeah. it's typically around that last week of March-ish. We get some early springs. But generally, I think around the area, that first week of April, and kind of ready to go. You've rolled the greens. You've prepared them just once or twice.
A couple of good rinsings of rain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cleans
yeah.
it up.
That shows the itch that everybody has. But I just want to get that out there because we are on a week earlier than normal this year. And, you know, we've been on in March. We've played in March the last few years. So I just want to let our listeners know, our golfing fans know, like, hey, we're on a week early, so that doesn't mean the groundhog didn't see his shadow or any of those things. It's not.
Yeah, don't correlate our show to the start of golf season.
Yeah. Well, but we've had the start of golf and PGA season, and there's been a lot of news this week, and I want to address that first, and then we're going to talk to Scott Smalter from the PGA Hope program that's run out here at Glen Oak and the Western New York PGA, a great program that we've supported through the years here with TD Green, and we want to hear more about it because we want more veterans to get involved with that program. But listen, the news of the week, unavoidable here, and it really, I'm going to call it the solidifying of the collapse of the rival league, if you will, to the PGA Tour. And for disclosure, I work for the PGA Tour. I'm just saying that for disclosure reasons, so people understand my comments on it. But I knew once that Rory McIlroy and John Rahm months ago said they weren't going to go, that it was done. I knew it wasn't going to happen. Because those are the two world stars. You're trying to get a world rival league here, and the two most popular players in the world outside of Tiger Woods. And I see this by galleries on the PGA Tour who follow these people. That's why I'm going to say those two are the most popular. And of course, one's the number one rated player in the world. The other is a superstar. My wife knows who Rory McIlroy is. That's how I gauge if they're...
That's cute, though, yeah.
Well, no, but he... He's well-spoken. He's a great player, international guy. When those two said, no, they're sticking with the PGA Tour, I'm like, well, this other one, it's just not going to fly.
Yeah, I agree. And I struggled to see a way it would find traction because where are the events that you as a golfer grow up playing and want to play? You know, you want to play in the U.S. Open. You want to play in the PGA Championship. You want to play at Riviera. You want to play at all these places. And that's where the history is. I understand maybe the money is obviously very attractive, but that's just for the elite players. And I think the PGA Tour has too much sway and too much power for that to ever be drawn away. I feel like it's like the NFL. I feel like there's no – it's going to be really, really hard to compete with the PGA Tour, I think, and just instead of just throwing money at it, there's too much history and too much that goes on with golf that's associated with that. Plus the charity angle. Every event is a charity event for the PGA Tour. You know, so there's a give back there that I think is important, and I think the players appreciate it.
I know they appreciate it. I've hosted some Zoom chats during the pandemic that were charity efforts, and the players and some players that might surprise you how great they are with fans and charitable efforts. So that is a huge piece, and you didn't hear any of that, by the way. That's a great point, Jeff. None of that came out about, hey, this is what we're going to do for charity. And really, it didn't seem like there was any, aside from all these rumors, it just felt like a lot of rumors, Tim. They're like, oh, this guy's going to be offered this or that, and they might play in the States, yada, yada, yada.
Things like coming out that may have happened months, if not years ago, right?
Yeah.
Norman's been kind of doing this. And back in the day, Nicklaus and Palmer, they weren't, there was a separation of the PGA of America and the PGA, it became the PGA Tour. So there's always that, how can we make it better? And I think the intentions, in a sense, are maybe valid as you know, Coke and Pepsi, you have ones, maybe Burger King and McDonald's, so here's a rival. You just can't throw money at it. And there is a history, although some events aren't really owned by the PGA anyway. The PGA of America, the Masters, the Royal and Ancient doing the Open. So you do have that, those one-offs once a month, which is kind of a neat schedule this year. But you're right. I'm not sure what went down here with that interview. And then things come out off the record, on the record. You know what? You're always on the record, aren't you? So
pretty much now, yeah. Sadly, there is no such thing as off the record. But the journalist, Alan Shipnuck, in question said this was never. He's writing a book on the guy. Like, there's nothing off the record.
He was asked to do the book.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was writing it without. So Phil wanted to go on the record for the book. The way I understand it, I haven't talked to Alan. I've only talked to him a few times, so I don't know him that well. But you know, the integrity's called into question here. Look, the Mickelson thing, of course, is what Tim's referring to. Phil Mickelson and what came out from an interview last November, and I thought Rory McIlroy was. He used a lot of words to describe Mickelson's comments. The one I think is most appropriate is sad. Like, you look what's happened in the last 12. We go from your championship, the PGA Championship, right? Celebrating a 50-year-old, the oldest major winner. What an incredible moment that was, to less than a year later. And Phil's taken a leave from golf, and sponsors have taken a leave, and just we're viewing him differently.
Meet our association. I mean, I know they're thinking here, they're reeling a little bit, because here is a what great TV last year for a PGA Championship following the Masters, and it's going to happen again this year. He's the defending champ, has already done media stuff, but it's kind of up in the air. He took down Koepka in the end. We're all rooting for him to the last shot, but all right, what's going to happen here at the PGA Championship?
Does the PGA want to strut Phil Mickelson out as the face of that event after all this is going on in early spring here? I don't think there's enough time for and distance for him to be coming back to the PGA Championship and being the face of that event, doing the interviews, you know, his face on all the posters everywhere you go. I mean, I think that's a tough question for the people that are managing that event as we speak.
Yeah, did he do something, a disservice? Did he do something unbecoming of a professional? Did he do something that violated a code of ethics? You know, that's measured right now in boardrooms right now. Maybe even Seth Watt, the PGA, like, all right, what do we do here? And I got to think Phil, after all these years, is really, in retrospect, thinking back, I don't know how many apologies he's going to write. That doesn't matter how many pages.
Right. You know? Yeah, well, that's kind of what Roy said. You know, he's probably at home rethinking his position right now. And it's sad, and looking at the reaction of golf fans and the golfing community, and like a lot of those decisions are way above my pay grade for sure, and above ours. But you know, we're golf fans too, and you know, here's somebody that has great talent, provided all these thrills, one of the great moments, you know, in the last several years.
For many years.
Yeah,
I mean, who doesn't like watching Phil play golf, good or bad? He's been
right. Well, you know, and he's done a lot to grow the game of golf. And after this pause, however long it is, whatever it is, and whatever happens, I think golf fans will welcome him back. I mean, right?
We're forgiving, right?
Yes. I mean,
absolutely.
Tiger back. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, different situations, but yes, we have. So. It's sad. I think it's at this point, but the Norman letter.
I was going to bring that up.
All right, you go ahead and bring that up.
Oh, my goodness gracious, did you get a chance to read the Norman letter?
Yeah, it's interesting reading there.
The word jumped to my mind: hubris. Oh my gosh! Like what? And the tone of that letter was unbelievable. I found it odd. I find the whole. All the circumstances here odd and, like you say, a little bit sad.
Well, here's what I'm going to say about Jay Monahan, because now, again, all right, I work for the tour. I've met Jay three times, and he remembered my name the second time. This is a commissioner of a major sport who knew me by name after one meeting. And then the last time I saw him and got to talk with him was at the Travelers Championship right out of the pandemic. And I just went to thank them, because they took care. We're all independent contractors as announcers, too. They, you know, take you behind the curtain just a second. And they helped us out in the pandemic. And I just went and thanked him for that and to get us back and keep us working. And he said, no, your problem. Like, you're, you know, everybody is valuable to us in the PGA Tour. So as someone who's met different commissioners in sports and worked under different, like, that was leadership, and so a lot of us who are independent, we think a lot of Jay Monahan. So take that for what it's worth. I've met Norman once. I think a lot of Jay Monahan, all right, he's done. So
I would like that.
And this is not the first time Greg Norman's tried this. And this, right? I mean, he tried to have a world-type tour, and that's where the World Golf Championships spawned from and were created. And now, you know, there's only one left. Match play, I think, is the only World Golf Championship left labeled that. Or maybe concession is also. There might be two left, but I think those are going to be reimagined, I think.
Yeah, I think the one thing that will come out of this is a lot of stuff might be reimagined for the PGA Tour, just to put a different look on things from maybe a different angle, right? So,
well, I'll tell you.
Can everything get better?
Yeah. Yes. I'll tell you what, though. Having been in San Diego at the Farmers Insurance Open this year, I was on the ground for PGA Radio for that. The galleries were Tiger-like, and Tiger wasn't playing. So you can't tell me the PGA Tour is not strong. And like, it's the place to play. It's the place to be. And, I mean, they were 8-10 deep trying to get through the gallery to do my job. It was amazing. I looked at Mark Carnival, who was working with that week, and I'm like, Carney, this is like Tiger. He's like, yeah, this is unbelievable.
No one dreams of growing up and playing in Saudi Arabia. You know, that's not what you dream of as a golfer growing up.
Yeah.
What's one of the hottest tickets probably next year now? Maybe going to Scottsdale and sitting on that 16th tee. Who couldn't have you can't imagine what they've created. Well, they did it. So when
yes.
you throw the bottles,
yeah.
and maybe they got to go with cups, make it safer. But that looked like so much fun. And as golf is just growing, right, as far as from people playing during this pandemic, we got outside. Golf just came out the other side of this, just
yes.
roaring, didn't it?
Yeah.
So how do you grow something? Now it's in the Olympics. So as golf is growing, you know, the guys like Mickelson go, wait a minute, you know, my shot out of the pine straw sold for over $3 million to someone who wanted that 7-second spot. I really didn't see anything of it. So it's almost like Phil's, he could have gone about this a little different.
Yeah. Well, see, now I'm going to argue this in general. So I'll use a different sport as an example. So LeBron James, you know, his salary might be $45 million, but he makes so much more in endorsements because he's on television playing basketball. So golfers like Phil may have not got that moment with the media rights, but the tour holds the media rights to put him on television playing golf. And so that matters, and that's where he
True. Yep.
gets other income and appearances and all these other things, because you're recognizable on television. And so anyways, that's the difference. And again, I don't know specifics of everything and to understand the arguments on both sides, but I'll just go back to Rory's comments. In the next few years, if you play well, you're going to get rich playing this game. That's what he said.
And I found it interesting. They had pictures of players playing over in Saudi, and their logos were off their shirts. So some of their sponsors do not want that logo.
Yeah, for the Saudi International, which, is, by the way, is an event on the Asian Tour.
Right.
It's not – so it is a sanctioned event on another tour. That's why they're allowed to go play in that event. All right.
Can't you,
right.
Kev, you can be released to play in events. We do that on our Western PGA Tour.
Yeah.
You can be released to play in certain events,
sure.
as long as you meet a minimum. That's what many of the players do. But this will be interesting going forward, because they had a big players meeting, and they're going to have more coming up. Like, how do we make it better? Maybe this is just a call to how do we
things
make this
evolve.
All
sure. And sometime we'll see what comes of it. All right. Speaking of evolution, it started as a small program and has really started to grow here in Western New York, and that is the PGA Hope program, which is from the PGA Reach Foundation here in Western New York, from the Western New York PGA. And joining us now here is Scott Smalter from the PGA Hope program. Scott, good to see you again.
Hey,
how you been?
Great.
Are you an Auburn fan? Alum? Like, I know they got a great basketball team right now. Okay, excellent.
Yeah, you'd never
War Eagle. War Eagle. Yeah.
He never lets anybody know that he went to Auburn. You'd never know that.
There's always something.
Yes.
Well, tell us what the PGA Hope program is first, and then we'll talk about what it's meant for you. But what is the Hope program?
Basically, Hope program uses golf as a foundation for veterans, disabled or not, basically come out, you know, get physically active. But then also there's other aspects of that as well, as far as the social aspect, camaraderie, things of that nature, get you back into that vet-to-vet, you know, peer kind of situation.
Yeah, and talk about why, and Jeff, I want to mention, Jeff is a veteran of the Marine Corps, you know, of our crew here. So maybe you both can talk about that. Tell us what that connection is, vet-to-vet, and why that matters.
Well, because the peer veteran understands where you've been, what you've been through,
It's a shared experience. Shared experience.
Yeah, and I knew that as soon as I met Jeff through the program. I think we both have that playfully abrasive kind of
humor.
Sense of humor, yeah, if you will.
We'll call it humor. Yes.
I've been trying to describe what Jeff's sense of humor is for years, but you've found playfully abrasive. That is...
very articulate.
That's on your
modern.
That's on your Tinder profile, Jeff. All right, anyway. Anyways, go ahead after my horrible joke. Go.
No, but again, yeah, just to use golf, to have veterans come together, and then, you know, it turns into a different thing. There's networking, friendships, you name it, all based out of, you know, hitting a golf ball around.
It's funny how the skills and the things that you need to learn to play golf and to get into golf are an asset to veterans and people that are going through different things. Everybody has their own struggles, and something simple like a night out and hanging out with some other vets and having a laugh and hitting some golf shots and having a giggle, that can make a big difference, and it's fun. And I just enjoy hanging out with the crew, to be honest.
Absolutely. It's a great time.
Yeah, it's something to look forward to, it looks like, each week. And Scott, I'm sure we'll talk to it, and then Anthony, maybe even a little bit later, what we've done here in the winter. And then in the summertime, getting them together, coming out here. And Jeff and I remember almost 10 years ago how this kind of got going. It gets going around the country, but here it is. Can you speak to kind of how it's grown, in a sense, what your role has been, where you've been, what golf has done for you, and maybe some of the folks you've been associated with here? It smiles, right? It's a cool thing.
Absolutely. You know, PGA Hope has been a blessing for me. I've been very lucky, the experiences it's given me. Just last October, I was made the Western New York Ambassador, went down to Washington, D.C., played congressional, got some instruction from national professionals. But not just golf.
Wait, hold on. I got to play congressional. You know, that means you're a grizzled golfer. No, I got to play congressional.
Oh, and he's going to the PGA Championship.
Yeah, I mean,
a couple weeks too, yeah.
What experiences?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
PGA, it's a... you know, A-plus, top-notch run program. And those experiences are great, but really what brings it home is the relationships that were made on that trip. It was a week-long week of golf and wellness week, if you will.
Sure.
But yeah, those bonds and those relationships really make that experience worthwhile.
How does someone get involved? You know, whether it's somebody listening directly that's a veteran, the military, and again, whether you have a disability or not, you just need to be a military veteran, or they know someone who's a military veteran who's looking for something, or whether they are or not, this sounds just like a great program to be something involved with, where they can be together, have fellowship with other veterans. How do they get involved?
Yeah, we've had nothing but great feedback, but you know, we run here out of Glen Oak Golf Club, and we have a Facebook page, PGA Hope, Western New York. You can reach out to me there.
Western New York PGA? Yep.
Yes.
Check their website.
And then, or through the VA itself, we have a great recreational therapist in Patrick McGowan, who's been fantastic as far as recruiting goes and getting the word out to the veterans that go to the hospital. You don't have to... get your care through the VA, but we do require you to be registered with the VA healthcare system. So I would say, reach out either to Glen Oak or the VA or me directly on Facebook on our page there. So it's very easy.
If anybody out there is kind of moved by what's going on, Scott's been fantastic, and he's reached out to some different organizations, one being Home Depot. We have a Cans for Hope here, helping our patriots everywhere. So basically, if you have a couple of beers and you drop off your cans and bottles over here, this goes directly to our program. We've raised, oh my gosh, thousands of dollars that goes directly into the program, everything Scott's doing, and Home Depot might just help us out here and build a shed so we could put more cans in, and the recycling center comes and grabs them, and if we have that at different facilities. So if you're out there being moved a little bit, there's really cool things we can do that raises money for more of these vets to be part of it. We were limited almost by the amount of pros, Jeff and I, to teach them. We have more veterans coming, in a sense, than we could almost teach. So we do need some help, some funds to do that. And it's just great to see him here in the summer. And now on Tuesday nights here at Glen Oak, and they're hitting some balls, having some fun, camaraderie. It's great.
And a great way to help out will be competing and participating in the Duster Challenge coming up this summer, which benefits the PGA Hope program. And by the way, Home Depot, you're now doing it, okay? You've been called out in the rate. You are doing it.
It's already underway.
All right. Scott, thanks so much for joining us here today to tell us more about PGA Hope program. And for those of you who have current members of our military, maybe overseas with what's currently going on in our world, our thoughts are out to them who may be heading to Poland or other countries, NATO countries, to support troops over there. We're going to take a timeout here on TD Green. When we come back, here's what we still have to come. We've got the PGA and Champions Tour leaderboards. LPGA is off this week, but we're going to check in what's happening right now in golf. We'll talk about simulators here at Glen Oak, and we're going to meet two new contributors to TD Green. That's all still to come here. I don't know how we're going to fit it all in, but somehow we will.
Talk faster.
Okay, we'll talk faster here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're live from Glen Oak Golf Club. We're in the simulator rooms, roomy simulators. We're going to talk about that coming up in just a moment. But first, let's check our PGA Tour leaderboard. And it is the Honda Classic, one of the most difficult golf courses we'll play all season on the PGA Tour. PGA National, the champion course, the Bear Trap, Jeff.
Yeah, every course has got a name for a couple holes now. I think I don't like it. I don't like the Bear Trap name.
You don't like the Bear? It's Jack Nicklaus. That's
know,
what the Bear
it's,
Trap
it's
is.
Like everybody names their holes at their golf courses.
You like Amen Corner.
Like what?
Yeah, right. Exactly. You love Amen Corner, but the Bear right. Trap designed by one of the greatest golfers ever.
Amen Corner is Amen. It's Corner. Yeah. It's like, let's come up with a name. Let's call it Snake Corner. You know, it's like, I don't
it's
know.
It's a snake pit. That's coming up in a few weeks at Valspar.
Dan
Berger had identical rounds of 65, 500. It's a par 70, by the way. That's for folks who believe it should only be par 72. No, par 70, great golf course. Difficult. Dan Berger leads 10 under par. Chris Kirk, Captain Kirk, is – there's a Captain Kirk on the PGA Tour, not just here in Western New York with Mark Kirk. But Chris Kirk, 7 under. And Kirk Kitayama having himself a tournament.
He hung in there yesterday.
Yeah, he's won a couple times over on the DP World Tour. He's 7 under. So those guys are three back. Mark Hubbard, Adam Svensson. Guys that Jeff Blank all picked, we're going to talk to Jeff. Like, you didn't pick any of those guys, did you? No, you did not. But that's okay. No one else did. All right, it's they're 6 under par. Round 3 starts in just a bit. Cole Hogarth Classic on PGA Tour Champions, brought by our friends at Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel.
Yes, they are.
Oh, you haven't seen the stuff yet, have you? All right.
Yeah, where's my stuff?
Well, it's on order. All right. It's great. Jeff Sluman and the mechanic Miguel Angel Jimenez are in the lead after the first round.
Fun name to say.
6 under par. He's already won this year.
Has he?
On PGA Tour Champions. Yeah, Miguel Angel Jimenez. So they're 6 under, one-shot lead over your buddy Woody Austin.
I know Woody.
Rod Pampling, Tom Lehman among those, one back at 5 under. Second
Seattle
round today.
Slew, local boy.
And
Western
yes, Sluman, right? Yes.
Hall of Fame member, Jeff Sluman. Yeah.
Great to see him playing well out there. All right. LPGA Tour, by the way, they are off. They start a two-tournament swing in the Far East next week, and then they'll come back to California for back-to-back weeks. So LPGA Tour not in play this week. That's why Lexi Thompson is out following her brother, Kurt, on the golf course this week at the Honda Classic.
Yeah, women's golf, I feel, has turned a corner. It's just gotten so much more exciting. I feel like the players are getting, I mean, just the drama going on with the women's golf and the quality of play. It's been way more fun to watch, I think,
lately. Well, part of that is Annika Sörenstam is competing again. She's going to compete in the U.S. Open. All right. So, you know, Ms. 59 is out there competing again, which is fantastic. She wants to, so her kids can see her compete. They're old enough, right? I mean, what a cool thing to have Annika Sörenstam out there playing again, right?
I never forget when she played with the men at the men's tour event. That was one
as a colonial, yes. Yeah, and nearly made the cut.
Yes.
It was Michelle Wee tried after at the Sony Open, that's if right. you may recall, and came close, very close also.
That's when I love, like, a scratch player will say, oh, I can beat a female tour player.
I guarantee you cannot.
Was it last week in a mixed event? A woman for the first time won the mixed event, men and women in the same field. I'm trying to think of her name, but she came away the winner, first time ever. That's great. So you might see more of that hybrid.
I'm looking forward to that. I think the game has evolved where we're starting to recognize finally that, you know, the women put in just as much work and are just as talented.
And I think we're getting stars.
You know, sure, yeah.
It's just so much fun to watch. As a golf instructor, man, you want to break down a golf swing. Yeah, take a look at Nelly Korda's, yeah.
Nelly Korda is an amazing golf swing, yes. Yeah. And if you want to really know how it is, she was at the Riviera Country Club last week, and players were getting her picture taken with Nelly Korda. That's how big of a star she is in the world of golf. He's not quite as big of a star as Nelly Korda, but he's a star here at Glen Oak. That's your cue to pick up the mic. Anthony Shiro is here.
He thinks he's a star, so just, yeah.
Well, he's a star today, head golf professional.
Star today.
He's a star dad now, yes. Congratulations, Anthony.
Oh, I didn't know that. Congratulations.
Yes, new dad.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We love having you guys here. Thanks again for letting us host your show. We're rocking here. It's the off season, but we still got the Sims rocking each night. We're excited for the season starting.
Yeah, let's talk about the simulators, because when we were here last year, a little different configuration. There seems to be so much more space available to the golfers here in the simulators.
Yeah, so this year we did such a good job last year with the other two golf simulators. We said, why not get a third, right? We added some more courses. We have a little lounge area here with a fireplace, TV, a couple new courses. It's been a great turnout so far.
What courses can you play? I mean, that's one of the attractions, not just about swinging and taking full swings and getting an idea of, you know, ball speed, all those stats that, I don't know, Jeff Blank over here, one of our new contributors, is all excited about. But, the data. You can tell I'm not so much a data guy myself. But anyway, you get some feedback from the screen, but you also get to play some cool courses.
Yeah. So this year we got Oakmont, Olympic, Quail Hollow.
Heard of those places, yeah.
Congressional, yeah.
Yeah. They're the exact same. I mean, they're close. Like, people that have played the course are like, wow, this is pretty cool. We're still trying to get Glen Oak on there.
I mean, how does that not...
Well, they haven't agreed to the rights with
them. There you go. Yeah, there are some media rights that got to be...
Negotiations there.
Yes.
We know what's cool about simulators is you do get to hit a lot of shots in a short period of time. So when you do spend time in a simulator, if you're on the range or if you're playing a golf course, you do get a lot of golf in a short period of time, I feel like.
Yeah. We get a lot of reservations that are just 1 hour, one person. And they're mapping out their distances, and they're locking their shots in. They carry that bunker to that, you know, front left pin. They're locking those distances in using these simulators. You become a better golfer using them. You get instant feedback right away. They're sweet.
Yeah, we always say accurate, reliable feedback is one of the best learning mechanisms there is.
But, Tim, what are some things you should look for with the data on the simulator as a golfer? What should you be looking
the
at?
The simplest thing. Here we come into spring, and it's going to be wet, as we all know, around West New York, and you want to carry that ball a little bit farther. So Anthony and I found you take a student and you move that ball position up maybe an inch or two in their stance, and you get them to their spinal tilt just a little bit back, and they launch it. The launch monitor is going to tell you. So we take them from that 8-degree launch to, let's say, 12 or 14-degree launch, and all of a sudden they get 10, 15 yards. They didn't swing any harder because the data doesn't show that they're not swinging harder. Their ball speeds are the same, but all of a sudden the ball's going farther. So something simple in a launch monitor, and four guys come out, four women come out, a family comes out, and you just do a few of the numbers that Anthony's been just fantastic here with. with people and the staff. Just that simple understanding, and as Jeff knows, you know, certain launches, why is my wedge floating? Well, we get them to launch it a little lower with a wedge, and it's more penetrating, and we get to help them. Jeff can hit all the shots. Sometimes we both don't know when they're coming, but we can hit all the shots. But the data shows how you can be better for the spring that's coming up.
Absolutely. All right, there's our I'm going to call that our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week.
I like it.
Yeah, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. Look at the launch angle on there. And with that, Anthony, can people book lessons so they can learn what they're looking for and fix those things here in a simulator?
Yeah, so I love giving lessons on the simulators opposed to being outside. I had a lesson last week where I was able to pull up the table of the shot list and show them, hey, look at the ball spinning less. Look how much your carry increased. Or just going down the list and seeing how they improve just by looking at the shot table. You know, it's obviously as an instructor, you're showing proof that, hey, look, I did something here. I made you better before the end of the day. But to book the simulators, you go on glenoak.com. We make it super easy on there. You just click book golf simulator and it walks through the steps pretty easily. For lessons, we're still reaching out to instructors individually. Yeah, come on out and give these things a try. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a, go on the website to be able to do so. I remember the first time on a simulator getting fitted for a club, and I'm like, oh, this one feels great. But the data says it may feel great, but it's not the best one for you. And that's a great way, too, if someone's, you know, want to purchase a club, you know, come find out what fits you first, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, we tell amateurs all the time golfing, the equipment you're using plays such a huge factor in your game. So, you know, get fit. Get someone that's certified. Get fit for clubs. It's worth it.
Yeah, sometimes the carpenter's not using the right hammer. So you've got to...
A good craftsman never blames his tools, Kevin.
Well, okay. You're telling me you've never blamed a club.
No, all my clubs are fit very nicely.
Yeah, okay. Tim, I'm pretty sure he's, the groove in this wedge is worn down. I'm sure.
Jeff can dial it in there. I mean, these can also dial in your golf ball. Some people, what ball should I play? Well, it's pretty revealing when you hit one ball and then you go on the sim and then you hit another ball. Penetration, spin rate, launch angle, it makes a difference,
well,
especially.
It's such a great time to try to get better, to make improvements. So, you know, I'm always trying to gain more speed, so this is a good time of year to try to gain more speed, and there's your feedback, and, you know, you can do drills and stuff like that, and, you know, just start getting your body ready to play golf all summer.
We want to see more people playing golf, and if we're one of the options here in the off season, and there's wonderful places around Western New York that do have some simulators, and clubs are starting to put them in, tour players put them in, so we're just one of those cool options out here to have some fun, and as Anthony said, just a lounge area, a fireplace, you put on ESPN and just have some fun with your friends, and at $40 an hour, four people, that's $10 a person for some entertainment.
I want to say it out loud to ruin it for the customer. That's all it is?
Go ahead, Ant. I mean, he's doing a fantastic job, and it's just fun to do.
Yeah, prices range from $35 to $15 an hour on the golf simulators, and it's per hour. It's not per player. So it's during the day, during the week, that's your most inexpensive rate. Obviously, Saturday nights, Friday nights, those are your more expensive rates.
Sure.
Got
the old Sabres variable pricing that came into play back in 05, 06.
And it goes to show the growth of golf, too. It's just another vein where golf is growing. Your simulators are growing. They're popping up. And they're super cool, and it gets people playing golf year-round and attracts more people to the game.
Yeah, you want to see Winnipeg play? It costs less than Toronto. All right, anyway. good stuff. Again, website where they can book?
It's glenoak.com.
Glenoak.com.
Yeah, they're mumbling machines. I mean, you might think you're hitting a 300 every time you're stepping up there, but this thing will tell you the truth.
Well, here's the other thing. We now that you know, mask mandates have been lifted and such, I'm correct in that, right? Yes.
Correct.
I've been traveling. Anyway, mask mandate. I realized the other day I was the only guy at the gym with a mask on after like 20 minutes. Anyhow, with mask mandates up, great time to get reacquainted with people's faces in person, and a great time to hang out and get ready for the golf season. Anthony, thank you. We are going to take another time out. When we come back, we've added a few people that are going to add some content on our social media channels and to the show throughout the year. We're going to meet them when we come back here on Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
It's time when we name that bump with Jeff Meadus here on Tee to Green. Jeff.
Oh, it doesn't have to go named. Everybody knows this one, Jeff.
Well, apparently I don't because I said I need to name that bump.
I forgot.
That's all right. Okay.
Short-term memory loss. I don't know how that happened.
DJ Jazzy Jeff here. Yeah. Jeff Meadus, Kevin Sylvester, TD Green team. Brian Koziel is on assignment this week. He'll be back next week. And he's got the I'm not even sure where we are next week, but I know this. We are booked for the season.
Yeah.
So that's great. We look forward to taking some new trips to clubs, or we've got Springville Country Club on the list. I saw a member there the other night at the UB game and said, hey, here you guys are coming down this year. Yes, we'll be down there. Their 100th anniversary, Springville Country Club. So looking forward to that.
Tee to Greens there, so yeah. Yeah, it's a 100th anniversary for that club. That's really cool.
Adding Tri-County to the tour this year.
My old stomping grounds, yeah.
And Links and Taps in Niagara Falls added to the tour this year. So
there, nice place.
The back of the T-shirt's getting bigger.
Concert tour T-shirt.
Yes. We do need to make one of those. Somebody's got to know.
Cool.
Somebody's got to know some. All right, that's going to happen. I'm going to make some of those up, even if it's just for us. With that, we are at Glen Oak Golf Club, by the way, glenoak.com. If you want to book some of that simulator time here before the season gets going, and they have all the information about leagues and tee times and such. The other thing we've done in the off season, and those of you who follow us on Twitter and Facebook and social media, we put out a clarion call. To see who wanted to contribute to Tee to Green out there, and we were pleased with the response. By the way,
a lot of applicants.
Thank you for everybody who reached out. These two gentlemen, though, this is why I just put it, they went above and beyond, right? So they stood out,
right,
in there. So Jeff Blank and Alex Brown, they are with us right now. I'll say hello to Jeff first. Only because you're older than Alex. That's why.
And shoes older than Alex.
I'm glad you said shoes and not underwear. Older than Alex. But Jeff, let's talk about what you're. So far, you've been focusing on some of the gambling aspects for those who are interested in doing that sort of thing here. And these are not. These are what you would pick. We are not advocating anybody to gamble. Is that what the legal department told me to say?
Something along those lines there.
But just you've been putting those out on social media, and I think your first week, it was impressive. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. It started off quite well, and then as soon as I go on the radio, I have one of the worst days.
Tough week. Tough week, man. Honda Classic, PGA National is just. It's a bear of a golf course, Jeff. Sorry.
Yeah, but that's part of gambling's kind of come into almost every sport, and now you can gamble on golf. Who'd have thought you could go to a casino and gamble on golf? And like I said, you have had a lot of success. How do you come up with this data and this information? I mean, is there numbers you look at? I mean, you're putting a beautiful spread together for people to check out.
No, I appreciate that. Basically, I take all the raw data that I can find, basically dating back to 2015. And then I take that data and I put together a little algorithm that
just put a little algorithm together.
It's exclusive to me, but it's taken a look at strokes gained. It's taken a look at a lot of the raw data on the PGA Tour since 2015. You can kind of sort it by tournament. You can sort it by course. And then I'm kind of putting different factors associated with different specific parameters. So.
All right, you lost me at algorithm, but yeah.
But this was bonus material from Jeff. The reason we brought him on, he is an equipment nerd. I use that term affectionately.
Yeah, if my wife's listening right now, I think she's probably getting a little too used to the number of boxes that show up at the door with golf clubs. But I have a vast collection of equipment. I love equipment. The previous segment we were talking about launch rate or launch fin rate, things like that.
That's right in your wheelhouse.
That's right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah. And you're a lefty, so anybody looking for hand-me-down equipment, he's a lefty, so don't get too excited.
My friends are upset about that because they can't try some of the equipment I have. So.
All right, we'll look forward to a lot of that content coming out. By the way, new website, tdgreenradio.com. tdgreenradio.com is our new website where you'll find more of that stuff. And, of course, at TDG Buffalo on Twitter and at TDG Buffalo on Instagram. That's where you're going to find a lot of our next man's work. Alex Brown, who is the youngest member and best-looking member of the team here on... Sorry, Jeff. And Brian's not here. So, anyways, Alex joins us here. Alex, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. I know it's early for someone in early.
Very early for me. I haven't woken up at 5:30 in a while.
You also have focused on some of the picks as far as PGA Tour champions, LPGA Tour. Not many people are doing that. Alex has taken that on. But visuals, and this is where Alex is going to be doing a lot of great work here once the snow clears, with golf course reviews and some of the great photography work that you're going to be able to do for us.
Yeah, I came from UB, recent grad of UB in spring of 2021. During my time there, I worked at the school newspaper, the UB Spectrum. Multimedia editor there, so had a lot of experience working for UB covering the basketball and football games as well as some concerts. So now I'm kind of transitioning over to what I love to do in golf, and gonna be sending you guys some course reviews, taking some photos, videos of some local courses here, covering some local events too, which is not utilized too much in the Buffalo area.
Yeah, we're excited about that too. Some of our local golf events that he's going to cover. So we're excited about that. All that's going to be teetogreenradio.com.
Yeah, I feel like we just completely upgraded. I'm looking forward to the season.
Oh, I know we've upgraded, Jeff.
Same way you feel about Greg Norman, huh?
Yeah. I met him once. I don't really know much in general. All right. Well, thank you guys both for joining the team and coming out here. We did all this via Zoom. This is like the first time we've seen them in person, too.
Yeah. The world's getting back to normal, at least in Western New York, I feel like.
Yes. Which feels good, and we all can't wait to get out there and play golf and see everybody when we visit your golf clubs this year for the show and golf events. And I can't, I haven't swung a club since October. Isn't that pathetic?
You'll make it up in the summer. I'm not worried about you getting your swings in this year. But you probably should get in and hit one of these simulators up, Kevin, and start hitting some shots.
I probably should.
Yeah. Are your clubs in the trunk?
Clubs are not in the trunk.
Which is another weird
thing. I've chip and putt on my custom turf. Putting green. I still do that. Scoring clubs, Jeff. Got to take care of the scoring clubs.
In, that's where the game is, right?
Absolutely. All right. That's going to do it for this week's show. We want to thank Tim Freeze and Anthony Shiro here from Glen Oak, Scott Smalter from the PGA Hope program. Hey, make sure you check out that program, especially if you know a veteran out there, if you are a veteran. It is a difference maker in the lives of those veterans here in Western New York. And we're proud to be associated with that program. Thanks to Jeff Blank and Alex Brown. Jeff Medias, Brian Cozy will be back next week after his assignment. I'm Kevin Sylvester. And thanks to Zach Jones back in our WGR studios. And thanks for listening to TD Green.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time where we name that bump with Jeff Medias here on TD Green. Jeff.
Oh, it doesn't have to go named. Everybody knows this one, Jeff.
Well, apparently I don't, because I said I need to name that bump.
I forgot.
That's all right. Okay.
Short-term memory loss. I don't know how that happened.
DJ Jazzy Jeff here. Yeah. Jeff Medias, Kevin Sylvester, TD Green team. Brian Koziel is on assignment this week. He'll be back next week. And he's got the I'm not even sure where we are next week, but I know this. We are booked for the season.
Yeah.
So that's great. We look forward to taking some new trips to clubs. We've got Springville Country Club on the list. I saw a member there the other night at the UB game and said, hey, here you guys are coming down this year. Yes, we'll be down there. Their 100th anniversary, Springville Country Club. So looking forward to that.
Tee to Greens there. So, yeah. Yeah. It's a 100th anniversary for that club. That's really cool.
Adding Tri-County to the tour this year.
My old stomping grounds, yeah.
And Links and Taps in Niagara Falls added to the tour this year. So
nice place.
The T-shirt, the back of the T-shirt's getting bigger.
Concert tour T-shirt.
Yes. We do need to make one of those. We somebody's got to know. Cool. Somebody's got to know some. All right, that's going to happen. I'm going to make some of those up, even if it's just for us. With that, we are at Glen Oak Golf Club, by the way, glenoak.com. If you want to book some of that simulator time here before the season gets going, and they have all the information about leagues and tee times and such. The other thing we've done in the off season, and those of you who follow us on Twitter and Facebook and social media, we put out a clarion call. To see who wanted to contribute to Tee to Green out there, and we were pleased with the response. By the way,
a lot of applicants.
Thank you for everybody who reached out. These two gentlemen, though, like, see, this is why I just put like they went above and beyond, right? So they stood out,
right,
in there. So Jeff Blank and Alex Brown, they are with us right now. I'll say hello to Jeff first. Only because you're older than Alex. That's why.
And shoes older than Alex.
I'm glad you said shoes and not underwear. Older than Alex. But Jeff, let's talk about what you're. So far, you've been focusing on some of the gambling aspects for those who are interested in doing that sort of thing here. And these are not. These are what you would pick. We are not advocating anybody to gamble. Is that what the legal department told me to say?
Something along those lines there.
But just you've been putting those out on social media, and I think your first week, like it was impressive. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it started off quite well, and then as soon as I go on the radio, I have one of the worst days.
Tough week, tough week, man. Honda Classic, PGA National is just. It's a bear of a golf course, Jeff. Sorry.
Yeah, but that's part of like gambling's kind of come into almost every sport, and you know now you can gamble on golf. Who'd have thought you could go to a casino and gamble on golf? And like I said, you have had a lot of success. How do you come up with this data and this information? I mean, is there numbers you look at? I mean, you're putting a beautiful spread together for people to check out.
No, I appreciate that. Basically, I take all the raw data that I can find, basically dating back to 2015. And then I take that data and I put together a little algorithm that
just put a little algorithm together.
It's exclusive to me, but it's taken a look at strokes gained. It's taken a look at a lot of the raw data on the PGA Tour since 2015. You can kind of sort it by tournament. You can sort it by course. And then I'm kind of putting different factors associated with different specific parameters. So.
All right, you lost me at algorithm, but yeah.
But this was bonus material from Jeff. The reason we brought him on, he is an equipment nerd. I use that term affectionately.
Yeah, if my wife's listening right now, I think she's probably getting a little too used to the number of boxes that show up at the door with golf clubs. But I have a vast collection of equipment. I love equipment. You know, the previous segment we were talking about, launch rate or launch fin rate, things like that.
That's right in your wheelhouse.
That's right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah. And you're a lefty, so anybody looking for hand-me-down equipment, he's a lefty, so don't get too excited.
My friends are upset about that because they can't try some of the equipment I have.
All right, we'll look forward to a lot of that content coming out. By the way, new website, tdgreenradio.com. tdgreenradio.com is our new website where you'll find more of that stuff. And, of course, at TDG Buffalo on Twitter. And at TDG Buffalo on Instagram. That's where you're going to find a lot of our next man's work. Alex Brown, who is the youngest member and best-looking member of the team here on... Sorry, Jeff. And Brian's not here. So, anyways, Alex joins us here. Alex, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you. I know it's early for someone in early.
Very early for me. haven't woken up at 5:30 in a while.
You also have... focused on some of the picks as far as PGA Tour champions, LPGA Tour. Not many people are doing that. Alex has taken that on. But visuals, and this is where Alex is going to be doing a lot of great work here once the snow clears with golf course reviews and some of the great photography work that you're going to be able to do for us.
Yeah, I came from UB, recent grad of UB in spring of 2021. During my time there, I worked at the school newspaper, the UB Spectrum, multimedia editor there. So had a lot of experience working for UB, covering the basketball and football games, as well as some concerts. So now I'm kind of transitioning over to what I love to do in golf, and going to be sending you guys some course reviews, taking some photos, videos of some local courses here, covering some local events too, which is not utilized too much in the Buffalo area.
Yeah, we're excited about that too, some of our local golf events that he's going to cover. So we're excited about that. All that's going to be teetogreenradio.com.
Yeah, I feel like we just completely upgraded. I'm looking forward to the season.
Oh, I know we've upgraded, Jeff.
Same way you feel about Greg Norman, huh?
Yeah. I met him once. I don't really know much in general. All right. Well, thank you guys both for joining the team and coming out here. We did all this via Zoom. This is like the first time we've seen them in person, too.
Yeah. The world's getting back to normal, at least in Western New York, I feel like.
Yes. Which feels good, and we all can't wait to get out there and play golf and see everybody when we visit your golf clubs this year for the show and golf events. And I can't, you know, I haven't swung a club since October. Isn't that pathetic?
You'll make it up in the summer. I'm not worried about you getting your swings in this year. But yeah, you probably should get in and hit one of these simulators up, Kevin, and start hitting some shots.
I probably should.
Yeah. Are your clubs in the trunk?
Clubs are not in the trunk.
Which is another weird
thing. I've chip and putt on my custom turf putting green. I still do that. Scoring clubs, Jeff. Got to take care of the scoring clubs.
In, that's where the game is, right?
Absolutely. All right. That's going to do it for this week's show. We want to thank Tim Fries and Anthony Shiro here from Glen Oak, Scott Smalter from the PGA Hope Program. Hey, make sure you check out that program, especially if you know a veteran out there, if you are a veteran. It is a difference maker in the lives of those veterans here in Western New York. And we're proud to be associated with that program. Thanks to Jeff Blank and Alex Brown. Jeff Medias, Brian Cozy will be back next week after his assignment. I'm Kevin Sylvester. And thanks to Zach Jones back in our WGR studios. And thanks for listening to TD Green.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.